Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about millimil and fuel price increases.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And we're also on the internet. You can visit www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, visit www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, visit www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe as prices of basic commodities go up.
The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe has announced new retail prices of millimil following government's move to remove subsidies on grains. A 10-kilogram bag of roller mill now costs $101.66.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority also announced fuel price increases today. A litre of diesel now costs $17.90, while a litre of petrol is selling at $17.14. The energy entity says the increases were caused by the current interbank rates.
And some Zimbabweans say they are now struggling to make ends meet due to the steep increase in prices of basic commodities.
In another development, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga arrived in Zimbabwe in a chartered Chinese plane on Saturday and was received at the Robert Mugabe Airport by his relatives and a senior Chinese official working in Harare. He was airlifted to China in July while in a critical condition. His sickness has not been made public.
And today marks the start of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, an annual international campaign designed to map strategies on the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. The theme this year is Orange the World. Generation equality stands against rape.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And Gibbs, going back to the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, our youth show tomorrow will actually be speaking about this in depth. So please join us tomorrow again. Of course, don't leave this platform. Join us today. But be prepared to hear Mike Hove, who will be hosting the youth show, talking about the 16 days of gender-based violence and what it means for the youth. Gibbs.
Yabambe mahlaba zulungathi njani labelikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhla ke uhlelo lwe Live Talk sikhuluma ngentengo yempahla engani yakhuphuka izuku zonke kodwa sikubonayo lamhlanje ukuthi ke intengo yempupho isikhuphukile sibili 10 kilogram ye roller mill isi $101.66 kanye kwafika sibili isitolo lapha lokhu ke kwenziwe ukuthi iZimbabwe Grain Millers Association ithi uhulumende sekhiphe lokho usekela phela intengo okuthiwa ngama-subsidies nxa kuthengwa impuphu umumbu. So ngakho-ke uthi-ke nxa sokunjalo kutho ukuthi phela sokukhuphuka le ntengo yempuphu. So ake lisitshele ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho esidolo khanya kuningi sibili le ntengo yamafutha ezimota layo ikhuphukile. Siyabona i-diesel, sibone le petrolo lakho kukhuphuke sibili okumangalisayo. So ke siphinde sikhulume ngolunye udaba siyakhumbula ukuthi u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga wayethwalele kwele China lapho ke afika ayilatshwa khona kuthetha isikhathi eside sibili ekhona ngale 4 months elalisiwe khona ngale kodwa kukhanya bamelaphile sibili ubonakale thutsha khona ngale ke international airport eHarare engani ngumuntu o-GS sibili ukuthi nxa umkhangele uqine saka. So ke abanye bathi khanya ngazani kodwa kungani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama kungani kasadlelani kangako lo mongameli u-Emmerson Mnangagwa kodwa sibabonile phela baphuma kumabona kude begolisa behleka besenza konke ke okutshiyeneyo so ke sifuna ukuthi lingene xoxelo lingakhonokho Boso kuyake insuku ze 16 days of activism esigalisa namhlanje. Lesi sikhathi sokuthi ukukhankaselwe phela ukuthi kungahlukuluzwa abantu besifazana labantombazana. So ke silethemba lokuthi liyalwazi dasaze isikhathi lesinxa kusenziwa umkhankaso lokhu lowu liyawazi ukuthi kumele lenzeni. So ke ngenani kuhlelo kolo manje sixoxeni zulukandaba kunjalo ke mamlas.
Aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tine gango. Shange tiri kutarisa pano palive talk nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo kwechikafu uyezve kukwira kwemitengo kwemafuta. Tirange tiri kutarisa zvakare takaona kupera kwevhiki iro rino mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vachisvika ivo munyika. Toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu. Titarira zvakare kuti nhasi ndokutanga kwemazuva 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Chirongwa chinorangarira iyo kuchungurudzwa nyanya kwemadzimai nevanasikana. Uyezve titange tiri kutarisa kuti imi munoona sei izvi. Saka pindai muchirongwa mutipowo pfungwa dzenyu. Gidi.
Yes, labantu asebengile khona pa ke ku Facebook yetu yesindebele VOA Ndebele. Nibakhohle ukuthi kule VOA Studio 7 kuzobuya i VOA Shona, sokubuya phela eKwaZulu i VOA Ndebele. So ke nxa sigangela khona pho kulo Norman Ngwenya uthi amajono dube singazuthi njani khona ngapho ke mfowethu. Umsunduzwa Ndlovu la uthi litshona njani basakazi sishone kahle sibili mfowethu singazi wena lapho khona ngapho. Yes, siyabona liyangena sibili sicela ukuthi nxa libuya khonapha litsho phela ukuthi lokho esikhuluma ngakho likubona njani. Konapo ulabantu yini marvelous.
Mhm, aiwapa na Patrick kutiona tine vazhinji vari pano pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Shonat na top fan wedu. Adriani Munyaradzi Quinte ari kuti good evening. Aiwa toti good evening kwamuriwo kuno achiri maskati zvavo kuno ku Washington is 5 minutes past 1 maskati. McDonald Maregedza ari kuti ndiri kuno ku Cape Town tinokuchingamidza ive ku Cape Town. Elton Mafararikwa ari kuti maswera sei ku aiwa taswera zvakanaka. David Dube ari kuti good evening pachirongwa. Aiwa good evening kwamuriwo. Hanzi na Gabriel Paradzai. Inini, I'm watching you live from Chipinge. I want okanyi kwangu makadi kuchipinge uko. Joseph Rashai, good evening. I'm watching you from Limpopo. Munyaradzi Midzi, tinokumbira vachiwenga vaite correction pane zvavakaita 2017. Ndokutaura kuri kuita Munyaradzi Midzi. Abva tindifonereiwo ndiri pano pa Joburg. Alfred Makota, good evening. I'm watching you from London. I want to pay number dzenyu. Makaisa makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti kufonerei. Tafara Pekeche ari kuti makadiwo zvenyu kwamuri ikoko aiwa kuno tiri wadi. Tine top fan yedu disciple Gilson Madanire ari kuti hanzi rikangei gango racho tione sister Marvelous. Aiwa nhasi tiri kukanga pano gango iroro nhasi ndezvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukanga mugango umu. Asi Busiso Farananda ari kuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg. Hanzi kutocha Renius hanzi tiripo pachirongwa. Top fan yedu Tanaka Siwawa hanzi sister Mavi kuri saiko ikoko kuno kuri kutonhora asi pano pa program pari kupisa saka pindai muchirongwa monyora zvakare namba dzenyu makaisa makode numbers enyu dzvanyai zvakare pakanzi share kuitira tione takawanda Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest Marvelous is Bulisani Ncube is a businessman based in Bulawayo but right now is traveling is in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Welcome Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much. You are a businessman and you are saying all this that is happening in Zimbabwe. Fuel price increases, now basic commodities are also having this kind of knock-on effect. So at the end of the day, what is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of these price increases? Are you there, Mr. Ncube? It seems as if we lost him.
I think we've lost Mr. Ncube, but we will try to get him. Tombo chingamidza sisi chipo Juliet Dube arikutsatomirira gango aiwapinda emugango tiri kufraya tiri panapa. Tanaka Siwawa arikuti vachiwenga may take advantage of the situation and emerge the survivor once again ukuona kwa arikuita. Musa Wenkosi arikuti good evening, I'm watching you from Cape Town. Witi Pro Gosavano anzi nhasi ndine Sister Mav pachirongwa. Aiwa tinovara pano pachirongwa ndechenyu uyezve tipei nhamba muchiisa zvakare nemacode numbers enyu. Maichi Vakire varikuti I'm watching you from Bristol. Ronald Hans Muriseko sister uko watching you ndiri kuno ku Durban and ndikunzwa Gibbs kut I think your guest is back on the line you can go ahead and take them.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, so what I was saying is that you know there are these price increases. You know, we talk of fuel, we are talking of, you know, millimil and all these kind of things. And according to the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, you know, there is this subsidy that was removed by the government, you know, in terms of buying grain. So at the end of the day, they are saying prices of, you know, millimil are going up. So what really is going on?
You see, the problem in Zimbabwe, Mr. Dove, is a complicated problem.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the economy is in a bad state. And when the economy is in a bad state, the drivers of the economy, which is the government, are equally not willing to take the appropriate steps to correct the situation. Your first challenge is that, unfortunately, as a country, you cannot stand up and say I doubt, but there are very few what you can call business persons in the manner you know in America. When you talk of a business person in America, you're talking of an ethical person, an entrepreneur, who is there. But in Zimbabwe, we do no longer have business persons. But because the country has been converted into a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs. Everybody's, once you are in that situation, you've got a serious problem. And our situation is held up by the government, which is not also correcting certain things which are fundamental to be corrected in terms of the economy. This issue of trying to use the Zim dollar or the bond will not work. We now need to take a bold decision. Yes, I agree they should not use the US dollar as a best currency.
Mm-hmm.
But they should use the rand. That's basically the decision. So that when it then becomes necessary to say, why are you increasing your prices in rand terms? What is it which has happened?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a million dollar question which you need to do. Because what has been basically happening is that people have been fixing their prices using the US dollar terms. But if you check the black market, the U.S. dollar, I think, has been stable. The bond to the U.S. dollar has been stable for the last 2 weeks or so. And the million dollar question is, what is it which is causing price increases today?
Mm-hmm.
What is causing price increases today is that we are now a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs.
Mm. So, Senator, you go to Papua New Guinea, Avan to Bapongwezanje, Masayananj, Aksakan Chongfanen.
Yes.
Yes,
no, you're saying yes. We have got a government which is not doing things right. We then have the people who are not helping it. Oh, when you think this person is a business person, you are not talking of a really business person, but we are talking of a rent seeker rather than a business person. I doubt if you can call certain business persons who are quoted as business persons. Because they are into everything. You find somebody is into fuel, he is into agriculture, he is into this, and all these things which he is in involve foreign currency, his fingers or his footprints are seen in all other dirty stuff.
Mm. Yeah, can you stay on the line? We are going to come back to you. I guess you've got somebody on the line.
Hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello, Vasanya Kure. Hey, talk to Chingamiza Ipachirongwa.
Yeah, no, Chingamiza
Ipachirongwa. Hey, Taurenyu, Mutaura Kwamuri.
Again, Vintaura, I'm going to be the
Pretoria.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of
Mm-hmm. Dai mai wana mukana anzvadzi, dai mai wana mukana, hello, dai mai wana mukana wokutaura navo, vatungamiri ava maiti chii kwavari? Makatarira mamiriro akaita zvinhu sekutaura kwamuri kuita.
Ini ndainge wana mukana wokumbotaura navo sevatungamiriri varipo. Dainguva dzangu dai vagona kumbotaurirana vane mwoyo wokurangarira vanhu vari kuzasizi, nokuti ivo ndikatarisa kana vakarwara vanobuda kunze kuzvipindura kuita dzikurewo nekuti vane mari. Zvino isu kana tikarwara vazhinji hama dzedu dziri kungopera kufa dziri imomo nyika yedu yezimbabwe. Saka dai ndaimbowana mukana ndaingoti zviri nani kuti kana makoniwa nyumbopawo yechidii vachine ropa rakanaka vasina itorohwa nemasanitenzi kunyika dziri kunze vanokwanisa kuti even vachida kutsvaga dzimwe nyika dzedu dzichidzana nazvo havasati vava nemhosva dzinovatevera. Saka dei vagona kumboitawo state down inotinhu nuwani ine ropa rakanaka richine fureshi vasati vava nezvipomerwa vambopindawo vambotungamirirawo dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzichidawo kuzoinvesta munyika medu dzinotanga kuona kuti hapava neine leadership nuwani isina zvipomerwa. Saka ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi, ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu ibude mumadhaka mairi. Ezvinongu tachingova neleadership iripo iyi handioni mainvestors achiuya munyika medu. Saka dei tiri kuti vambonzwisisawo vaita hana inonzwa tii kuti dei dziri hama dzedu dziri kutambudzika saidza sei vamboregai timbotiburuka vambopinda mumwe munhu ambofamba nenyika achienda mberi, nekuti chitarisa vachanyika vachiri neropa rakanaka vasati vava nezvipomerwa kunyika dziri kure. Ndikatarisa 2008 pakaita government yenational unit hapana kupera mwezi vanhu vanga vava kutotenga kana chiri chiunga chaaa kuti padhola unogona kutotenga chiunga zvinhu zvanga zvatonaka nezvisati watombopera. Saka tozvidzisa kuti vachiri neropa rakanaka vasati vava nezvipomerwa. Saka ivavo vakapinda vachamisa kana vasvika havo ivo vaingobatana navo kana vasingati kubata kudai vavachiita hurumende yomubatanidzo kati vambopinza opposition iyi vaoisa makawazi makuru nyika yedu imboenda mberi.
Aiwa
izvozvi tine vana vari kutanga kuendawo kuchikoro, vana ivavo vari kukurira munhamo zvichinzi tatouraya even 2 or 3 magenerations kubva paiichizvipinda mberi. Saka ndinonzwa tsukukana ikatarisa ikutoita nevana vedu hazvine chidii kuti vachazovei isu tatokura tatiamnaotekitiriyez kati tingodzingamira tinongoti tamboenda kuzambia wadzoka waenda kusouth africa wadzoka itoro kuti nyika macho hamurarami tititi vana vacho kuti akambori kurarama kana iwotinga mhani mhani chaizvozvo. Saka dai nyika yedu yamboitawo zvakanaka vakuru vedu vamutizira tii.
Aiwa, tinokutenda yazva, tinokutendai chaizvo, muve nezuva rakanaka. Babai.
Ndinotenda chaizvo ndipindawo mutsironga, muve nezuva rakanaka. Nokutidzirawo nokutipa mukana wokuti titaurewo mashoko dzakasununguka saizvozvi. Ndinotenda.
Aiwa, babai Gibbs.
We've got Bhekisipho on the line. Baba Bhekisipho, kunjani?
Ndikubonga nkosi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, nanko kuyenzakala eZimbabwe, siyakubona ngokunengi kakhulu. Kunye kwangkhona impuphu phela intengo yangkhona sikhuphukile 10 kg $101.66. Kuzobuya ke amafuta epetulo lawo ungazana kuphuka imali sayo. Kambe kwenzakalani lezweni futhi?
Kukhona vele i-problem ekhona elizweni. Ilizwe alimanga kahle. Inkinga ekhoyo ikuba greedy enye into. Ikuba greedy ngoba nxa ngithi ngiyabheka loba nje ukukhulunywa la ngama-sanction ngambondi ma mina ngingasanishina ngemali yami engilayo ebhenki lapho kumbe ngiyibeke kuphi. Asho ukuthi imali ingaphakamisa ilizwe leyo. Ilizwe linemali yayo eliyenzayo lona ngokwayo iyaphile yomali. Ikuba greedy nje abantu abayiyo abasezikhundleni badlala ngabantu, kudlala ngabantu lo.
Pho manje kululuza njani
basically? Kululuza njani? Zimbabwe bathe. Yiko kumele bazikhulule bona, kumele bakhulule mbani kahle. Kumele bazikhulule bona abantu baseZimbabwe. Akuyena uphuthi somebody ozakushaya kusasa. Ukuthi hayi ngiyaxolisa akulandaba sesizozwana. Sasa uyakushaya futhi. Uzikhulule wena. Ngomfakile lapho uthi akushaya. Khulule wena.
So kuyo phambili pho kumele kwenzweni?
Angithi bayayibona uDuku. Avoid it.
Njani?
But ma uDuku lolo kubona wena luyakujabulisa. Carry on, ulujwayele. But ma ukuthi this thing is bad. Angiyithandi into leya, stop it. Angiyeke ukuthi ubone imoto yakhe ivuza ipetrol, ube ulokhu uhamba ngayo ivuza ipetrol. You have to block that with petrol in a bayafaka abantu babhekile. Why lokhu lobuswa ngumuntu obatshaya babhekile? Bakujabulela ukushaya konke lokho. Yibo babafaka lapho. You have to stop them.
How?
Yibo kumele bazikhiphe enkingeni. Abantu basekhaya abazikhiphe enkingeni. Well, kuzokuya ukuthi ngithole ukuthi kuthiwa abantu sekumele uwazi ukuthi uma uzothenga izinto from outside the country imali uyithethe. Uphukuphuku lo. Uma lobuza la abantu ukuthi ozobuza abantu ukuthi imali uyithethe. Uphukuphuku lo. Angazi ukuthi lelo lokuqhasha abantu, qhasha abantu abayiphukuphuku kangakuthatha.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Ukuthi ekhaya kukho bani. Abantu basemazweni badinga imali. And then they can buy stuff from outside the country. Kwenzela ukuthi abantu basekhaya baphile. Uzobuza nje ukuthi imali uyithethe khona ukwazi abantu babalekile ngenxa yombuzo wakho ongekho muhle.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu basically. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. Sibongile ungadela kusasa, eh?
Alright.
Yeah, thank you so much papa. So according to basically people have to free themselves from any kind of oppression that they are facing, and it's only themselves that can do that. Nobody else, yeah. So kumbe sibuyele kubaba uBulisa Ncube. Ngamafutshane baba uBulisa Ncube. Nxa ukhangele sibili wona ngwakho. Ukhona okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Ungubusinessman, ungusomabhizinisi sibili owaziwayo. Pho lina likubamba njani khonokho?
Indaba le inzima kithi. Ngoba okokuqala ngithe kuwe, aba uminisa wezomnotho uyakwazi ukumele kwenzakale. Ukwazi kuhle mhlophe. Abantu laba bokuhulumende bakwazi kuhle mhlophe kumele kwenzakale. Abangakufuniyo yikuthi kulento zabo abazaziyo abazibona nxa kunje so labantu babo labanye abantu babo bayabhenefitha kodwa ukuthi bangayenza umnotho welizwe bengenza izinto eziright eziqondisa umnotho welizwe konke kuzandula. Ngoba okokuqala mina ngithi kuwe sibe lesibonelo sisuka ngo-2009 ngesikhathi se-inclusive government. Bekule themba kuyo yonke indawo ye-economy, kuma-business, ama-business abe lethemba yokuthi hayi la ubusenza iplan yokuthi ngifuna ukukhula ngibe ngaka ngiyele ngoba izinto zonke bezistebhu ngenxa ye-dollar yokusetshenziswa kwe-US dollar. But ngenxa umuntu ohlakaniphileyo uyananzelela futhi na uminisa abayilahla ngokuthi behlule ukunanzela ukuthi ngaye kuhle sibili US dollar isistabilizile siyenzeni kodwa kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuzaba nzima ukuthi ilizwe lisebenzise US dollar. Ngoba US dollar ngingalinanzelela US dollar legolide izinto ezimbili ezaziwayo emhlabeni ezokugcina ivalu. Awu-investor you either invest in gold kumbe in US dollar. So ubususithi wena ilizwe elizama ukuqathama ngisebenzisa i-US dollar kunzima. So yikade ngikuthi ukuthi ukade kumele kwenzakale yikuthi nga uminista of finance ulahlele khatshana ngwazi ukuba yisovereignty kumbe kuyini wavuma wathi a-a kasisebenziseni irand as the best currency. Konke khonokho okuza kuthi kuthi kulowo othengisa ulutho lakhe ethola amarandi ule confidence ngerandi o kuthi kumane
I think we have lost him there, but all what you're saying is that, you know, the best option out here is to use the rand.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, this bond issue and, you know, all these other DGSEs and, you know, they don't work. So he says it's better for Zimbabwe to adopt the rand. But we still remember when the president said it was difficult to adopt the rand because of certain conditions. So maybe he may be talking about it, but, you know, Zimbabwe has gone past through that. And they are saying they can't adopt the rand at the moment.
Aiwa, tukunzwa munyarikani wedu vari pano vanubira kuti ivo maybe kumboshandisa mari yekunze yemarand kungabatsire asi tina vaclive machekano vari kuti please call me vari pa Zimbabwe apo musi wenkosi ari kuti Zimbabwe ichasunungurwa urini tatambura isu. Vamaridza vari kuti watching you from Bulawayo vari pa Facebook page yedu VOA Shona tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tinoti kana muine numbers dzamuda kuti kufonerei tipei number makaisa zvakare ma code numbers enyu top fan yedu Boaz Jaya Gurans everything zvinoomesera vari kumaruwa hanzi zviri kuitika munyika vari kunyanyoomerwa vanhu vari kumaruwa Gordon Harineki ari kuti watching you from Zim. Aiwa pindai muchirongwa mutiudzo kuti muri papi pacho kuZimbabwe tikukwazisei mai chivakiri hanzi that's very true caller ndofunga vari kuwirirana nezvanga zviri kutaurwa nacaller anga ari pano Kules Mutandwa hanzi good evening my sister Ash saka Christmas toidya nei nyika iri kurasika mudondo I don't think our country ichashanduka sedzimwe nyika ndokutaura kwavari kuita Dine Chivurugwi ari kuti VOA you are live and clear. Kwa andiri kunoko, Disciple Gilson Badanira, kuti icho kwa dere kuti Zimbabwe, ya vambiru wa rimwe bato, rinonzi MDC, Zimbabwe Party. Ai wakana tajwins kwa tine kutitawana verification, chazoka kwa muri chitaura. Cosmas Masuka, kuti ndiri kukona indiri kunoku Cape Town. Samson Mazura, kuti makadiva shamarari, I'm watching you from Bethel in Mpumalanga, ku South Africa, zvino rwadza nguva ya tava ya oma iyi. Alois Mujingi, adapter, and I'm watching you. I'm here in Western Cape.
Now, marvelous, we've got another guest, and this is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Hey, Mr. Kaule, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What's happening in Zimbabwe? Today, there is an announcement that the price of Millimil has gone up. At the same time, there's another announcement. The price of fuel has gone up. I think people are waiting for other announcements concerning price increases. You are a businessman yourself, Mr. Kaule, and you are seeing things going this way. Is the country failing to do what is right?
Actually, what I can say is that this is bad for our people and bad for our country. But what I can tell you is that the government is working day and night to fix some of these things. But at the same time, there are some people who would want to see the government failing in delivering whatever it's supposed to, the government is supposed to its people. What I can tell you is that there are saboteurs all over the show who are doing all of these dirty things to make sure that they, at the end of the day, they label our government is a failure. This is exactly what is happening.
But at the end of the day, it seems as if the government is really failing. I mean, when you look at the inflation rate, that is the month-on-month inflation rate is very high. When you look at the prices of fuel are being increased every week, so which means there's something terribly wrong, Mr. Kaule. Don't you think so?
I don't think so, and I beg to differ with you, my brother Gibbs, because remember what the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning said some time back, that we have been going through these austerity measures that were put in place by the government for austerity for prosperity. And now that the government is now rounding off this austerity measure program, then now we are going to witness some changes. And this is exactly where we are right now.
Ye, kodwa siyabona ukuthi abantu bathi ngasibili bawugawule nxa sikhuluma iqiniso sibili abantu bathi akuhambi kahle singazi la ukuthi esitolo sakho uthengisa njani impahla njengoba siyakwazitela mhla kukhuphukile lokhu kusasa kuyakhuphuka lokhuyana njalo kuningi izinto ezikhuphuka zisuku zonke abantu bayajinga babagawule akubaphendule sibili ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani
umumolo Gibbs ngani ukuthi ngikhulume iqiniso mina wethu mubi kakhulu kumabhizinisi ebantini ikakhulu ebantini Gibbs ngoba into esiyiqamelileyo ukuthi ethebulini yomuntu wonke kube nesitshwala kube nokudla emolini zonke kodwa sekukhona kade ezigibs akunanto ebuhlungu njengokuthi abantu beqile besehlile kuthenga isitshwala nje sona sodwa lokho ayinto ebuhlungu kakhulu njalo into esingayikhangelelanga leyo njengesizwe ukuthi sifike khonapho kulelo banga kodwa lapho esesifike khona Gibbs kumbula phela ama austerity measures engikhuluma ngawo ukuthi umthuli wakhuluma upresident sale khuluma etimadoda lapho siyakhona kuzaba nzima kakhulu kumele sibopheni amabhurugwe sibopheni izisu sibe ngabantu basenhlani iqiniso lelo kodwa phambilini ngale nto ezizavuleka zibe ngcono kodwa ngingazi kumbe sesinqanyikelelwa njenjalo yizikathi ngase sithombulula uhlelo lokuthi kube ngcono sesiphuma kuma-austerity measures la kube nobunye ubuli sibe sizahlangana labo singazi khonapho kodwa sinethemba ukuthi izinto khathesi zizajombuluka ngemva kokuba lobunzima obukhulu kangaka kube ngcono ngoba isandla sokwehlulekisa sikhona kakhulu uhulumende amele sikhangele kakhulu asimise kakhulu ukuthi asisuse isandla lesi
ye sicela ubambe khonapho ngayekatshana sizokuthiwa silomlaleli ecingweni wathi sezuthi silobani ye mfowethu kunjani ecingweni khonapho halo baba
yebo
kunjani baba
Ngiyaphila njani?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma loMandla.
Ye, Mandla, akutsho ukuthi wena ubona njalo kwenzakala eZimbabwe.
Ngithi uyabona into eyenzakala eZimbabwe, angazi ukuthi singathi ihamba njani, but mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi ukukhuphuka kwezinto lokhu obviously kwenziwa ngabantu abakuhulumende ngabomo because ungakhangela I think 99% yabantu abakuhulumende bonke they are owning businesses so abantu abanjalo what do you expect ukuthi bangakhuluma towards ama price increases they cannot say anything because they are benefiting a lot ungakhangela ama garage abantu abanengi abakuhulumende ba own ama garage that's why petrol ikhuphuka day and night abacho next into abay discussa e parliament ba discussa because these are the issues they should be discussing e parliament yabo but they are not discussing anything into zikhuphuka day and night awukazi ubazwe bekhuluma bethi bona bephuma nje from nowhere they address ilokhu zene umphakathi ukuthi isituation imi kanje kanje abakwenzi lokhu siloku sizwa same people bona labo gawule labo lokhu zene ukuthi ngobani labo othuma in company abantu thina why lingakazeli invite ama ministers are responsible ngalawo ma departments okule problem khona bazozikhulumela bona batshela abantu ukuthi what's going on what are they doing to address that problem always we are hearing two same people every time I don't think ukuthi bona labo gawule and so forth they know everything about all departments yabo
ye kodwa siyazama ukuthi sibavise ukuthi babuye kodwa babuyi so ke sicina sithola bonaba nje
angithi babaleka khona lokho ukungabuyi kwabo kukhomba khona lokho ukuthi babaleka khona lokho ukuthi abayazi into abazayitshela umphakathi ithi ukuthi ba innocent into ziyenzakala labo bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani they should be coming forward and explain but the reason why they are not coming forward is because they know what's going on they are not telling the truth
Thank you so much Mandla.
Abakhuluma iqiniso labantu konke ama prizes wonke la khuphuka yonke inxa kanxa kiyenzakalayo they are behind it and then they turn around try to blame somebody else. Umsebenzi wabo yini kokona lapha ku government babengastopi zonke lezi zinto lezi. What are they doing day in day out?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Mandla ungatshela kusasa mfowethu. Thank you so much. You said it all, you know?
Aiwa, tinengetine miyarikani wedu aripano vata wanda zokora vebatore MDC vanova chairman muno mu America. Makadiva zokora tokuchinganidza ipachirongwa.
Makadi tete Marvelous, makadi muri Zimbabwe yakateerera.
Aiwa isu kunotiri wadi tirikuona vazhinji vari kuchema chema nyaya panyaya yekukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu taona ve Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe nasi vachiti ivo vabvisirwa masubsidies ne hurumende uyezve mafuta akwira. Imi sebato re MDC munoti nezviri kuitika izvi munyika pari zvino?
Inonzi nzara takarima kutambura kwega kwega. Tine dambudziko muZimbabwe rekuti tine musangano unonzi ZANU PF shasha yekuriga maelection. Asi tatinozongoona tati pambei apo ndechekuti kana wakwanisa kuriga maelection hazvizokwanisiki kuti urige economy. Ndo zviri kuitika kuZANU PF izvozvi kuratidza kuti havasiriwo vatungamiriri venyika vanofanira kunge varipo. Nyika iri kuramba ivo vatadza kana kuisumudza nyika yacho, saka ndopatiri iko zvino izvi. Nyaya yatinogara tichingotaura iyoyo yekuti kana munyika musingazikanwa kunzi ari kutonga ndiani, vari kutonga vacho vasina kuiswa nevanhu, vasiri vatungamiri vakaiswa nevanhu, iye hatinoti vanenge vasina legitimacy, zvinonetsa kuti mugadzirisike zvinhu. Zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vanoda kuti vauye kuzainvesta vauye, nekuti vanenge vasinganzwisisi, munenge muine nyonga nyonga. Ivo vacho veZANU PF vacho kana aresa Munangagwa hatorina kuru kuti nyika iyoyi achaigadzirisa sei, ari kungopupurika, ari kungoenda chete. Saka ndopatiri ipapo tofanira kuti tigadzirise nyaya yelegitimacy ndokuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
If you can say the same thing in English, Mr. Jokora, before we take Mr. Gaule to respond to what you have just said in terms of pricing in Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah, that's what we have in Zimbabwe. We have a political party called ZANU-PF that is an expert in rigging elections. They've been rigging elections since 2002. And since that time, our country has been going down. And it has always suffered, you know, from a crisis of legitimacy. And that crisis that haunted Robert Mugabe is haunting Emmerson Mnangagwa again. If there is no legitimacy in a country, it means even the investors, the people who want to come and invest, they are not sure whether they should come or not, because there is always chaos in that country. People are always demonstrating. People are always complaining and threatening to remove the government. So that doesn't give, you know, confidence to the investors. It also doesn't give confidence to the people in Zimbabwe themselves. So we always have the problems that we are having. As it is, ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are showing that they are clueless as to the problems that are happening in Zimbabwe. They have no solution at all. The solution that we have, that we need, and that must be done in Zimbabwe, is for Emmerson Mnangagwa to realize that he cannot be the leader of Zimbabwe, and he cannot ignore Nelson Chamisa, the legitimate president of Zimbabwe, the person who was voted by more than 2.6 million. So that's where we need to start.
Please hold on. We have a caller, and then we'll come to Mr. Gaule to respond. Hello, caller.
That's right, it's not me.
Makadi, kwa tukutora na nuye jemri kupi?
Murukutora na Elfa, chingurisha, nrimuro mumpopo, mumukopani, mumushono, mumushate.
Taurite nzwi.
Right, ndoda kutangira pamusuwa 13 March 2018 ndakapinda mubulawa ndrum ground ndakandangotipfuura panhasi kudai ndinobara tarisa nebillboard hombe renge rakanzi Mnangagwa for president. Makore esai ndaimunzwa zvimunzi Mnangagwa, Mnangagwa ndichandambomuone. Right, takati kutarisana manziviso kudai ndakunzi for president. Ozva cha ndakaona ndakasiririswa chero chezvo, kusiririswa chero chezvo kuti zvechokwadi murume uyu arida kuita sei. Murume uyu ari empty, haana zvaangagona kuzviita pabasa raariro raarigoni, amwe mabasa pamwe. Zvechokwadi ndonhamo yatiinayo, hapana tingatombobude ipapo. Ende ipapo pandakapinda muna musi womusi wa 13 ipapo ndakanditarisa wanhu munguna kwayo gutira ndakakurira kudai izvi. Munhu wese ari kurwadziwa, akatoona kurwadziwa kwemunhu kunyorwa mumiri kurendawa inenge ine chido chekuona football player, utility player achifamba uko kwapavement ubrichaita kuti mutambi webhora. Zvechokwadi kana ukamubvunza anenge ari mutambi webhora. Ndosaka ndakagona kuona mukuru uyu kuti zvechokwadi murume ari kutanda zvinhu zvaasinda kugona uyu. Ndopatiri nhasi, ndosaka tiri patiri iko panapa. Kungotoo simba asi basa usina macredentials daro uchinozoziva kuti handina.
Kola tumbo kubata ipapo kutati vumire kuti vanhu tinyomba nepa program ndekuti tuuye muchi tipawo zvinobatsira kuti nyika iendere mberi uye zvichitaura henyu muchidimbu tibva tapa vagaule vataura pamusoro pane zvamatanga
Christmas handina mbuya ndakapfeka gumbe dzire kunyomba ndinotaura chokwadi riri chokwadi ndapana patoda kutaura chokwadi sechokwadi ndozviripo zvinoda kuona kuva gaure izvi zvachikoga kuti hai kudzadunga kudzadunga iye kudzadunga kudzadunga kana iye chaizvozvo mumwe mari chaizvozvo kuti hapana zviripo iona gaure footprint yekuti chaizvozvo vanhu 40 years vari ipapo footprint yekuti munhu akamboiteiko from 1980 to now haipo ndaizogoneka sei kuti muzimbabwe ino akawanda kudaro zvofotera munhu asina kana mafootprint zvinhu zviri simple zvakaita saizvozvo izvi izvinotaurwa nababa nana gaure izvi ndezvokungodzvinyirira vawanhu babo gaure intoenza ida yekunyenjedzera vantu ende iqiniso yanazi vhere kuti yakukuruma manga manje tina hlakanipiri kwedlula lina ndisilizwa ngokukhuluma kwenu ukuti abantu abakuda kuzoda nikezani muti wawina maelections dana ndokukuruma manga arikuikuruma nangu mbidzara kukuruma yekutyona ese kuvona namhlanje yiripercation yekuponisa kuti amaelections arigwa but manje abantu abariga maelections avakwanisi kuti vengariga economy because it's not like that kufuneka iconfidence into yenza ukuthi igovernment le ingabi neconfidence wena gaule abantu bengabi neconfidence to this government nikuthi abayivotelanga abayifuni bekalamabona manje lapha bekusenziwa ama-graduation lapenati lapha most of those staff members they didn't go there like they went to Mugabe hapana sophistication hapana kana chi wanhu wese wakawenza murume uyayo ruzhinji rwevanhu ngatirege kuti vanhu wese but majority rules ndopari kukwamba zvinhu zviri rongo hapana confidence kubanking center hapana confidence kugovernment hapana confidence as long as pasina confidence kubanking center nekugovernment hapana chinombofamba.
Aiwa tinotenda kola regai tichipinza vagaule sezvo manyatsotaura navo mataura nerurimi rwamai mukapinda nechidhevene kuti vanyatsonzwa vagaule mupindiro zvataurwa nakola uyezve zvataurwa navadzokora nekuti taona pane mazuva anga ari kushandiswa aya mazwi eMDC avari kutaurawo kuti ivo havasi kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro pindirai tinzwi.
Yes, ndiri kudzinza kuti vapedza kutaura vakatsamwa sereki ndavakuona vari kutuka vari kutikirira vachiita zvese zvese but haiwa hazvina kunaka toda kuti titange tikurespekta vateereri vana vezimbabwe vakateerera maprograms akadai kuti vawane information kuti vadzidze zvakawanda kuti zvichii zviri kuitika izvo zvakanaka chaizvo but zvavari kuita izvi zvokumbotangire tapfuura kusarudzo as a country now we are now moving forward as Zimbabwe as a family together as a family. If Zimbabwe was a company, we all as Zimbabweans have equal shares, equal share in this company which is called Zimbabwe, our country. Mwari akati panyika iyi ari ana kuti panyika ari kuti nyika iyi vakapa vanhu vezimbabwe kuti nyika iyi ndeyevana vezimbabwe kuti ndeyevana vezanupf nevana vemdc kuti vanhu uya all zimbabwe tiri vanhu mhambe chete zvatinoda kutarisa ndezvokuti toita sei kuti nyika yedu indire mberi kuti tishande tese semhuri imwe chete kusina politics dzinopindira tapfuura kune politics papa kati tiita maelection tichisarudza hurumende tikapfuura ipapo ngatibatanei tiinde mberi kana kune zvimwe zvisina kugadzirisika zvinoti tichagadzira mberi tichiinda mberi but hatidi kuti vamwe vedu vanofarira kuti vaone vanhu vandichambura kuri vozopinda muutongi nokutambura kwevanhu kuti vanhu vatamburisise kuti vatambure vazotambura vazotambura vazopedzira voratidzira vofara nazvo izvozvo hazvina kunaka zvakanaka ndezvokuti nyika ndeyedu chete tatibatanei tigadzirisa tiparine mapfungwa iwe wataura kuti iwe une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe ndiyo zvakanaka izvozvo kana une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe tinozvifarira izvozvo huye nepfungwa dzako tivape nyika yezimbabwe nyika yezimbabwe vana vezimbabwe ngatichengetedzei runyararo runyararo ndivo vakakosha hakuna nyika inobudirira isina runyararo vanhu ngavawirirani iwirirani tigare pasi semazimbabwe tapfuura kusarudzo hatidi kudzokorora tichidzokorora he maelections akarigwa he maelections so even kuamerica uko ngatidzidzei Stephen, wana Trump, wana Clinton, wakati ma-Democrats, wakati ma-Republicans, wakati riga. But kubva ipapo, they are now together, they are working together. Varishasa panyaya idzodzo. Isusu, tiri vanhu vasingadzidzi kuti as Africans, tatina kusvika kwekuti kunobvuma kuti haiwa, maelections apfuura. Africa nyika yedu ichabudirira kana tasvika kuti tizive kuti maelections apfuura. Even kana usina zvimwe zvinhu zvisina kufamba mushe uchizviona. Kana tasvika ipapo, congratulations, comrade president. President, titungamirire tiende kumberi. President Mnangagwa, haasi president president wenyika yeZimbabwe, wemwana weZimbabwe, Zimbabwe yose as a country, yakatarisira kuti vaMnangagwa vadilive.
Mr. Kaule.
Hakuna chinhu chinogadzirika one day, zvinozviramba izvozvo, kuti one day zvinhu zvinogadzirika, nyika yanga yakafa kai, economy yanga yakolapsa kai. Kuna ekonomi kana yanga kolapsa isusu eZimbabwe ngatimbobatsira nai tese timbashandisivo tipei sapoti tirege kusapoteja sapoteji wakomana kutengesa nyika wakashata
Mr. Kaule. We hear you really so, but I think you heard Mr. Tsokora saying, you know, the president does not have a clue together with some ZANU-PF people in running the country, and secondly, that is just illegitimate. He was not duly elected, and at the same time, he says there was a lot of election rigging. So we know that after the elections, the matter was taken to court, and you know the court made its own declaration. So you know the MDC still insists up to today that you know your government is illegitimate. Your government actually rigged elections. And all these kind of things, and you don't have a clue of running a country. Can you react to what Mr. Tsokora is saying there?
To me, this is not coming as a surprise. This is coming from the MDC guys. Because in their group, they have lawyers. I don't know how they interpret the laws of the country. That we are over now with the elections and the court, the constitutional court of the country ruled on that matter. And why are they taking us back? Even then, the rule of law that they are singing about every day, they are always singing and thinking about the rule of law, but they are failing to interpret the people that the rule of law, this rule of law that they are always talking about. But to me, it's not coming as a surprise. You can see how they do their things in their party. That is why there is commotion in their party. That is why they are always cry foul in their party. Even then, ZANU-PF is now winning all these primary by-elections that are going on, that have been held in the past, because they are sleeping, these people. They are fast asleep. And this is a wake-up call to them to say, wake up, you people, you are dreaming, you are dead dreaming. And they are daydreaming. And this is exactly what they did. I remember this chaos that was there when Tsvangirai passed on. You can imagine that how they conducted their business. Even then, it's a shame to these people, to this kind of people.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. Sizokutaki ubaba ubulisani ngobe, usaphendukile. Usoma business. Baba ngobe, ucingo lwakho kade luquntekile. So ke, akutsho ke ngamafitshane ukuthi going forward, what should Zimbabwe do, you know? We are looking at these price increases. We are looking at this so-called chaos that is in the country, according to the MTC. But according to ZANU-PF, things are moving in the right direction. So what is the way forward?
Our politicians, especially our ruling party, I think that what you could know me finish. Ngokuqala wakuzwa ngaphi wena ukuthi ilizwe i-political party iba nemota ezinengi ezidlula ama-ambulance aselizweni iyabe iyiphethele ngaphi imali yakhona. So ungananzelela into le i-problem esilayo yikuthi iziganyizo lezi ze-black market eziye zizibutha i-US dollar ne-black market yizo futhi ezigcina zithengele iZANU-PF izimota zabaniki imali yama-elections. Kube sokusiba nzima-ke ukuthi kati abantu abalincedisileyo ukuthi iwine ama-elections ngiba lasha libathini ngoba izani ayinike inike abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi kathi imali bayithatha ngaphi yokuthenga izimota eziningi ezidlula ama-ambulance athengwa nguhulumende. So okokuqala nje ikhono yethu futhi ilunge kumele siqalile sibe ngabantu ababusa ilizwe aba-honest abazimiseleli ukuthi ilizwe leli lilungiswe ngoba ilizwe leli ngalingeke liqede i-six months nxa uvele ufuna ukuthi ulilungise ngokuthi kwenze izinto ezikoleyo. Okunye ongeke ukubalekile yikuthi ukuthi laba bazomba ngazo bakhulumisane, bethi bangakhulumisana kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili yokusebenza sonke. Abantu bezimbabwe baseyithula bakwazi ukuhle nisokhe ukuthi kuthe ngesikhathi si-inclusive government laba khona ithemba amabandleni kubosazwele ayephikisana afoma uhulumende oyedwa abambisana laba khona ithemba. Khathesi lokhu ukuthi kuphenina ngawina ama-election lomalaba wakutsho ukuthi ngawina ama-election akusineke akukhulumiswane phakathi kwamabandla lawa iZANU-P F le-NDC and ungakhulumiswana ubanjiswane
kusetshesukuze
labo abezomnotho omthuli bayakwazi okuqoshwe ngoba umthuli yena ngokwakhe engakabe ngu-minister of finance wayekhulume ne-Bond North. Wathi Bond North yalifumeni ngoba i-put it this way, Bond North is bad money. Bad money chases away good money. Nina mangabi ukuthi wasetshintsha nini ukuthi i-Bond North ayitshintshe ayibone i-good money ingaba yimali yelihle. Angikwazi watshintsha
nini. Yes, ukubamba umlomo.
Yes.
Yes, ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngoba silobaba usecingweni plus futhi silobaba uzokora. So what Mr. Bursani Ncube is saying is that most of these politicians, they lie a lot. You know, he says he has seen that people in ZANU-PF lack some kind of leadership. So he says what is needed in Zimbabwe are talks. You know, if the MDC and ZANU-PF sit down and discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe, maybe there is hope for the future. So he made a reference to the unity inclusive government. Says there was hope at that time, and Zimbabweans remember that kind of a situation. So he says, go for that, and maybe things will work. And he says, the Bond North, he was quoting what Mr. Mthuli Ncube said at one stage. When he said, I quote, Bond North, the Bond North is bad money, and bad money chases away good money. So he says, when did he change? That kind of
interesting, yeah. And we've got the two parties here, but before we give a chance to both the MDC and ZANU-PF, we will take a caller. Hello, caller. Oh. Hello, Vakaunda.
Hello, hello. I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to tell you something.
All right, I'm going to write.
Yeah, so akutsho baba Vakaunda, ukututa walelo ubona njani? 1.5 minutes siya kunika khona phola abantu abaningi sifuna ukwengela ukuhlela. Ubona njani lo?
Yeah, but all right. Nanga nje when look and zamu ngena ukuhlela bengingalukuza izulu belilengi kakhulu impani bese ngena asifisa sasizwanga kahle. La ungakho ukuthi impicara sana phela bengena lesemini isenze kahle.
Angazi. Yes, khuluma ngakho lokho ke umtengo yempahla etshiyene ukuthi yakhuphuka emahlana. Impupu kuzobuya lamafutha ezimoto. So ke phosa lakho khona.
Alright, hayi vele mina ngibona kusazokhwela lapha nje sisesekudlula ngeke ngakhuluma laphana ngesikhathi i-petrol $7 what ngathi vele isazodlula ku-$15 isazodlula ku-$20 isazofika kuma-$70 something khonale konke nje njalo nje izimpuphu kodwa mina konke lokhu ngibona ku-right ngoba vele yikho kuzenza ukuthi umuntu akavale impandla nakhe liphume masinya njalo kubuya kutshengisa nje ukuthi vele kabakwanile. I-government yeZimbabwe wonke nje ama-department vele ase-very polluted vele imele isilize nje i-government yana njengeiraki nje yazi i-America yakalungisa i-Iraki yabulala nje i-government yonke yakhona yonke yalungisa okunkulu vele ikho sokufuneka nje kwenzekala ngane Zimbabwe
Hayi siyawuza kakhulu ke baba Kaunda ongadinwa lokusasa mfowethu.
Hayi ngiyabonga.
Yes, so according to Mr. Kaunda, he says, you know, maybe these price increases will force ZANU-PF to abandon power. So he says this is a good way, according to him. He says, you know, when there are these increases every day, the party will throw in the towel.
Mm. So interesting take there. Yeah. Sir Gates mboenda kuna vajokora ve MDC vari muno mo America teams kwa muri manzwa zvazvikutorwa nevamwe kola vati kutaurirana dzimwe dzenguva ndiko kungaunze shanduko munoona seizvi.
This is what we have said as MDC that we need to have a dialogue, a genuine dialogue in our country. President Chamisa has always been talking about dialogue. In fact, he is the one who started the idea of dialogue, and then Mnangagwa took it over. But then we want a genuine dialogue that is underwritten by a neutral guarantor. This is what we have always said. But Mnangagwa wants to be the player and the referee at the same time. So MDC is open to dialogue. We are not holding the country at ransom by refusing to have talks. It is Mnangagwa who is refusing to have a genuine dialogue. So in that case, it means our country is never going to move forward. I'm surprised and shocked when I hear Mr. Gaule saying we should move forward. We are not moving forward as a country, and our country will never move forward. It's only a few people in ZANU-PF whose lives and lifestyles and livelihoods are moving forward. Those who are close to ZANU-PF and those in ZANU-PF and the relatives of the people in ZANU-PF. Those are the people who are living well in Zimbabwe.
Asika vagaulika vajokora. Rega ndipindire ipapo kuti vamwe vari kuti tinonzwa vamunangagwa vachitoda kutaurana. Tonzwa vachamisa vachiti toda kutaurana. Sei vavira vasiri kugona kuti vangogara pasi vataurane sezviri kudiwa nevanhu munyika.
Panotauriranwa tete mavhera panofanira kunge paine munhu anenge aripo pamusoro watinoti neutral guarantor. Ndo pari kuramba vaZANU-PF. ZANU-PF inoda kuti vanhu vayo vauye kuzoita ma guarantors of those talks. Saka isiri kuti ngakuuye mumwe munhu anobva kune dzimwe nyika ouya wotigarisa pasi tochinyatsotaurana zvakanaka naka, kwete kuti iwewe ndo urimo muring ndo uri kurwa wakuda kurefura futi, hazvinyatsoiti zvakanaka. And then toona nyaya yekuti nyika yacho sei isiri kuenderera mberi, sei isiri kuchinja. Tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa sokutaura kwaita mumwe mutauri, vamunangagwa vanonyepa.
Chirege ndikubate muromo ipapo tachinzwa nekuti nguva yedu tasarwa ne 1 minute I think kuti tiite zviri fair, tipakure zviri fair. Ngatipewo vagaule mukana wekuti vapindure zvamataura tozodzoka kwamuri. Vagaule, pindurei tinzwa.
Yes, what I can say is that President Mnangagwa, as the president of Zimbabwe, opened the app for dialogue, and that one is not a secret even then. We all know that. And yes, Mnangagwa is on record emphasizing the need for the political parties to come together and chart the way forward for our country. But I don't know whether these guys maybe have got good reasons why they are not joining the other political. Maybe they feel they are big brothers even then. They are a big brother to these other political parties. But the thing is, the problem that we have in this country is the type of opposition that we have at the
time. Mr. Gaule, I think our time is also not on our side. Gibbs, I don't know if you've got something to ask him before we...
Right, so your last word, Mr. Bulisani Ngobe, your last word. 10 seconds.
Hello?
Yeah, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yes, but look, we are simply saying
going forward, the only way is the political dialogue. That is the solution. That
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Vulsani Ngobe. That was Mr. Vulsani Ngobe. Thanks also to Mr. Wanda Sokora and Mr. Philip Gaule. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mtanganya, who is saying, let's meet again on Let's Talk. Ngati Kurukurai Mangwana. Msakanganwe Shakare, the youth show, where they'll be talking about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence tomorrow.